Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. To praise Him in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
God is giving me the strength to
come on the air tonight, but I will do my best tonight because I am a little bit exhausted. But tonight, the topic is love is the answer. And the definition of love, I'm going to be reading it, two different types of love. Love is strong affect attention to one another based on kinship, a tie, kinship. Just 1 second here. Strong affection for one another. And it also says to hold dear, cherish, to feel a lover's passion, devotion. So, do you feel that way about anyone tonight? Well, Jesus is saying love is the answer. And from Philippians 1:9-10, and this is my prayer that your love may abound now and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best. Well, decision-making is often very complex. The choice you make today may influence your future, finances, personal life, career, and family. Whatever the circumstances, unless you remain light-headed, level-headed, you can run the risk of being overwhelmed by the anxiety of uncertainty and your fear of the consequences. You need the guidance and wisdom of the Holy Spirit to provide you with clarity, clear thoughts, and vision. He has an internal perspective. While you can only see the here and now, yes, he sees it before you, before it even happens. For this reason, so that you may be obtained peace of mind, it is essential to pray constantly for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. To prepare yourself for this guidance, you need to pray. You need to develop a personal prayer time with him. Pray without ceasing. You must develop a personal relationship with Christ so that your thoughts may be focused on his will. The more you love Jesus, the closer you will live to him, and the clearer you will hear him speak to you through the promptness of the Holy Spirit. The more you love on him. Just for instance, if you're in a relationship, the more you love on a person, most of the time, they love you back. The more you give and do things for them, the more they do it back to you. That's the same thing with Jesus. Only thing with that, you can always depend on Jesus' love. He will never stop loving you. The other person may stop loving you, but Jesus won't stop loving you. And just like he said, love is the answer. Well, let's continue. Making definite decisions. We're talking about decision making as well tonight. sometimes it's difficult to make a decision you feel completely comfortable with. You hesitate and waver between two options and hope that someone else will make the decision for you. Yes, sometimes we do that. We try to let other people make a decision for us because we are fear in us and afraid to make the decision on our own. Life gives you the treasure to those who make positive and definite decisions. These people are not These people are not thrown into and for by every new idea in the set of circumstances. Once they have made a decision, they do not change their mind. Now, my zodiac sign is Taurus the Bull. And many people will say that I am stubborn. And that is very true because when my kids were younger, they would always try to make me change my, you know, want to ask me permission for something. And when I say no, they, especially my daughter, she would try to find different ways how to try to make me change my decision that I made. But by me being so stubborn, I never do. Seemed like she would learn by a certain time that I was not going to make that change. Once I say no, I mean no, and I don't normally go back. So that's an example of where you're trying to make that decision. And this is the statement that they just made. Once they have made a decision, they do not change their minds, and I'm one like that. The fear of making the wrong decision causes hesitance, tension, and uncertainty. But it is better to make, listen at this, it is better to make the wrong decision and learn from it, from the failure, than to live with indecision. So it is always good to make wrong decision sometimes because there's a reason for it. It helps us not to make those decisions again. If you let God guide you, you have a source of wisdom that becomes more powerful the more you use it. Consider every situation in prayer before God. Yes, you should always pray when you are making the decision. Always ask God to help you, lead and guide you to whatever you need for him to do. Spend time with him. Consider alternatives and open yourself to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When you feel in your heart that you should move in a certain direction, go forward with your decision-making. Be conscious of his indwelling presence. Then you will live with confidence. And just like I spoke last week about trust, once you have that confidence, you develop that trust factor, that trust with God, that whenever you make that decision and you know that he's in it, that you have made the right decision. Well, let's continue on with decision making. The human factor plays the way, but the Lord directs the steps. That's coming from Proverbs 16:9. It is always good to have a plan. It's also good to acknowledge the plan, that the plan can change, and sometimes that detours exactly lead us to a better way. But sometimes we get frustrated because we are being detoured, but it's always to be patient. And at the end, things does work for the better. Make your excuse me, make a list. Set your priorities. Perfect your agenda and work them well. But in the midst of it all, remember to surrender them to God. Then sit back and watch what your willing and your prepared heart can do in the light of that situation. Just like Philippians says, 4:13, I can do all things to Christ which strengthens me. Well, here's another scripture. Who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, the 16th verse. When you receive Christ, you are regenerated spiritually and given a renewed way of thinking. You become a new creature in Christ. The Spirit of God makes his home in you. You have the mind of Christ. Given all that, shouldn't his life become easy in you? Shouldn't you always know what to do? Not necessarily. You still have your own nature and will, but always have resources to turn to, and that's turning to God for that resources. As you get into a quiet situation, allow God to hear God and let him come within your heart. The way does become clearer. Now, getting back to love, we still want to talk about love. I want to read from a children's Bible about how you should share your love and about love. And the children's Bible is called Salty Kids Bible. My children used to read from this Bible when they were young. Whenever they did something wrong, I would tell them, go get salty. And I would tell them to read a chapter in the Bible and come back and tell me what salty says, because through every chapter in the Bible, there will be a kid's version of what the Bible is trying to tell them. So I would say, go read salty and come back and tell me what salty said. And they would have to do it. This is my way of teaching them that they need to be obedient. But they're getting it from the Bible. They're getting it from the Word. But they know it's just not mommy talking, but it's mommy directing them to the Bible. But this part here, it says, share your love. And it's a little story about what Salty is talking about. Several years ago, I was put on the shelf for a long time. I had a cracked spine, and I needed rest in order to heal. I received lots of cards from my friends. It made my pages quiver with joy to know that so many people cared about me. Their love helped me to mend and get back to singing God's praises. Now, Salty is a psalm. It's a songstress. Your Christian love will bring joy and encouragement to others too. Do you know someone who is sick or someone who is sad? Do you have a friend who is going through a hard time, be sure you share your love with them by sending cards or by visiting or by giving them a call. Your love could cheer a friend on during good times and bad. Christian love is wonderful. Praise the Lord. This is coming from the Children's Bible, and this is how Salty is telling you to share your love. Just like God said, love is the answer. Love is the answer. It heals the wound. When you pick up the phone and just to say, hello, I realize that today is the day that you lost your spouse, you lost your mother. And I just wanted to know that I've been thinking about you and hoping that you're okay. Or just sending a card to someone if they're ill. Just checking on, just letting them know that you're thinking about them. That's one of the kind of love that God is talking about, that love is the answer. Love is such, is a four-letter word and so simple. You can love on someone and you just don't know how much that it will make that person feel. So this week I want you to go out and do one of those things. Share your love. Let God know that you believe that love is the answer and you can share your love with someone else, because it means so much to others to do just that. That's some of the decision making that you can do that is not complex. It's very easy. Easy to do, making this decision. Going out and just sharing your love with someone else. A simple card, a simple telephone, a simple visit. Or even if you want to go further, you can buy a gift for someone and give it to them. I know that they will start smiling from one ear to the other. Just knowing that a little love will go a far way. So share your love this week. Let Jesus know that you know, too, that love is the answer. And that's the decision that you're going to be making this week, and sharing your love with others. It's a joy when you see someone else smile and to say, thank you, I needed that. So just know that I love you. What's that saying? I am so tired tonight, I can't even think right. But I love, listen, Jesus loves you, and I do too. That's what I wanted to say. Jesus loves you, and I do too. So go out this week, and I want someone to come back to me this week and just let me know how you shared your love with someone. It's such a simple gesture to do one of these things. So have a blessed week. I'm ending a few minutes early, but just listen to the song about God, how awesome he is, how awesome his love is. So have a great week and be blessed and share your love.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. In the valley, hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength
He'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know exalt of faith. Come on and lift your voice. Of the whole world, giver of salvation, by his stripes I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Mountains.